MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Athlon, How NIST Quietly Started Writing the Rulebook for Testing AI. On August 7th, 2026, the National Institute of Standards and Technology opened the comment period on a document almost nobody outside the artificial intelligence industry will ever read. NIST AI 2000-2, the initial public draft of what the agency calls the TV Athlon Framework. The name is awkward on purpose. TV stands for Test, Evaluation, Verification, and Validation. The plumbing of engineering quality that every serious industry has, from aviation to pharmaceuticals. Athlon is Greek for contest. Put together, the framework is NIST's attempt to answer a question that has haunted the AI boom since ChatGPT made it a household panic. Who exactly is checking whether these systems actually work?
At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to deep dive investigations like this one, plus create your own audiobooks from prompts and documents with a single subscription. The honest answer today is that almost nobody is. Or rather, that the checking is done by the companies building the systems, grading their own homework, with no shared standards for what a good test even looks like. The TEVV Athlon draft is the federal government's most concrete attempt yet to change that, not by regulating outcomes, which Congress has not authorized, but by standardizing the measurement. It is the difference between telling schools to produce good students and writing the SAT. Whether it works may decide whether AI safety becomes an engineering discipline or stays a marketing department.
Section 1. The agency that survived the pendulum. To understand why this document matters, you have to understand what NIST is and what it survived. The Institute, a descendant of the old Bureau of Standards, is the federal government's measurement laboratory, the keeper of the clock, the reference materials, the calibrations that every other industry quietly depends on. It does not write enforceable rules. It writes the technical substrate beneath rules, the cryptography standards your bank uses, the face recognition testing protocols that agencies adopted after years of drift. Its power is the power of the default. When NIST publishes a way of measuring something, the market tends to adopt it, because the alternative is every vendor inventing its own yardstick.
The AI portfolio at NIST was built during the first Trump administration's AI research push, expanded under the Biden administration's executive order on AI safety, and then, when that order was rescinded in January of 2025 by the second Trump administration's own AI order, something unusual happened. The programs did not die. The language changed. Safety became performance. Trust became reliability. Risk management became evaluation. But the documents kept shipping. The AI risk management framework from 2023 survived every pendulum swing and now anchors a suite of companion pieces, profiles for generative AI, for cybersecurity, and now the TEVV Athlon draft for testing itself.
The agency found the phrasing that works in every administration. Measurement is neutral, and everyone wants systems that work. That survival is the first thing to understand about the Athlon document, because it explains the design. Nothing in the framework is mandatory. There are no penalties, no certifications, no enforcement office. There is a method, a four-stage structure for building an evaluation regime for a specific AI system, aligned with the risk categories of the existing framework, and an invitation. Tell us, by the comment period, what works and what does not. The bet is that standardization by usefulness will outlast standardization by mandate, the way NIST's cryptography standards conquered the world without a single subpoena.
The cryptography precedent deserves a paragraph because it is the blueprint the AI portfolio is consciously following. In the 1990s, the Institute ran open competitions to select the encryption standard that now protects most of the world's internet traffic. The rules were radical then and remain radical now. Anyone could submit a candidate, anyone could attack the candidates, and the process itself, years of public cryptanalysis, was the guarantee. No law compelled the banks to adopt the winner. They adopted it because a standard that had survived the world's best attackers for 5 years was simply better engineering than anything proprietary.
That episode taught the agency a lesson it is now reapplying. In a field moving faster than legislation, the institution that owns the open process owns the outcome. The Athlon framework is an early bid to be to AI evaluation what those competitions were to encryption, the arena that makes everyone else's numbers comparable. Section 2, what the framework actually says. The draft's core idea is that you cannot test an AI system the way you test a bridge or a chip, because the system's behavior depends on context in a way no specification can fully enumerate. So instead of prescribing tests, the framework prescribes a process for deriving tests. Stage 1 is scoping. What is the system supposed to do? In which deployment context? And what does failure look like for that context? A wrong citation is an annoyance in a chatbot and a catastrophe in a legal filing. Stage 2 is metric selection, turning those failure definitions into measurable quantities, with the hard admission that some of the most important qualities, usefulness, honesty, subtle bias, resist quantification, and must be approximated from several angles at once. Stage 3 is the Athlon proper, assembling the evaluation into a multi-event contest, where the same system is run through red teaming, benchmark suites, human review, and adversarial probes, on the theory that any single test can be gamed, but a gauntlet cannot. Stage 4 is the part every engineering discipline has and AI mostly lacks. Verification of the evaluation itself. Are the tests still measuring what they claim, or has the training data drifted under them? The framework's authors are candid about the gap between this vision and current practice. Today's frontier labs evaluate models with a patchwork of academic benchmarks, many of which have been contaminated, the answers leaked into training data, and internal red teams whose findings are summarized in system cards that read like safety data sheets written by the marketing department. The Athlon draft is, at bottom, a professionalization document. It says, your evaluation regime should be designed, documented, stress-tested, and versioned like any other engineering artifact. That sounds obvious. In an industry where the median AI product's test suite is a prompt and a vibe check, it is heresy. Red teaming deserves its own look, because it is the part of the gauntlet the public knows best and the draft treats most carefully. The term comes from the Cold War, where military teams played the adversary to test plans. In AI, it means humans probing a model for the behaviors it was not supposed to have, coaxing out harmful instructions, surfacing bias, mapping failure modes under adversarial prompting. The problem the draft quietly acknowledges is that red teaming is a craft with no credentialing. The best teams are small, expensive, and employed by the very labs they probe, and their findings are filtered through the same system cards as everything else. The Athlon's answer is structural rather than moral. Separate the testers from the tested, sequester the probes, and make the gauntlet multi-event, precisely so no single team's blind spots become the standard's blind spots. It is the same reason aviation does not let airlines grade their own crashes. At myaudiobooks.ai, we track the quiet documents that shape the technology industry, and you can hear every one of them as a professionally narrated audiobook. Section 3, the sequestered testbed and the zero drafts. The framework does not travel alone. In the same month, NIST's AI Technology Evaluation Program, AIT,
opened its evaluation period, and it represents the other half of the strategy, not just telling industry how to test, but building the neutral place to do it. AIT gives researchers access to a sequestered testbed, evaluation data that model developers never see, so the scores cannot be contaminated by training. The tasks span quantum science, genomics, and public safety, chosen deliberately, domains where the same model might one day be trusted with real stakes. Sequestered evaluation is the method that made flight simulators trustworthy and crash test ratings honest, and importing it into AI is the clearest sign yet that the field is being dragged toward adulthood. The choice of domains is a policy statement in disguise. Quantum science and genomics are the two fields where the frontier labs most want benchmark wins, the tasks that separate a serious research model from a chatbot, which means the testbed is positioned exactly at the intersection of scientific ambition and scientific risk. Public safety is the third leg, and it is the one with the longest shadow. The evaluations there touch the systems being quietly deployed for background checks, fraud detection, and emergency triage, where an error rate is not a scorecard number, but a person's night in jail or a missed diagnosis. A sequestered testbed in those domains does something no benchmark leaderboard can. It creates a place where the government's questions get asked of the industry's models, and the industry cannot study for the test. Alongside these came a third artifact, smaller but perhaps more revealing, the Zero Drafts pilot, in which NIST publishes deliberately unfinished standards documents to accelerate the consensus process, an admission that in AI, the two-year standard cycle is slower than the technology's half-life. All three moves share a philosophy. The agency is not trying to freeze the technology or slow the race. It is trying to build the measurement infrastructure fast enough that when regulation eventually arrives, and every major jurisdiction is drafting something, it arrives with instruments that already exist, tested in the open, improved by comment periods, and owned by no vendor. There is a quiet irony buried in the Zero Drafts name that explains the whole apparatus. A zero draft is what you publish when you know that waiting for perfection means waiting past relevance. When the standard-setting process, designed for concrete and steel, is too slow for software. The traditional standards bodies still matter. They are where the international consensus eventually gets written. But the work of figuring out what should be in the standard, the arguments, the drafts, the discarded options, is happening in public, in documents like this one, at the speed the technology actually moves. The measured industry complained for years that standards were too slow to be relevant. The answer, it turns out, was to make the standards process look like the industry's own release cycle. Ship early, iterate in public, let the community file the bugs. Section 4, the original angle. Measurement is the real regulation. Here is the angle that the coverage missed and the comment period will fight over. The battles over AI policy are framed as a war between innovation and safety, deregulation and control. The TEVV Aflon draft quietly reframes the battlefield. The real contest is over who owns the yardstick. If the industry's evaluations stay proprietary and self-graded, then every claim about capability and safety is an advertisement, unverifiable by design, incontestable by outsiders. If shared, sequestered, NIST-style measurement becomes the norm, then the claims become checkable. And checkable claims are the precondition for every kind of accountability, from procurement rules to liability law to simple market competition. This is why the comment period, open now, is more than procedural hygiene. It is the lobbying window in which the frontier labs, the auditors, the insurers, the defense buyers, and the academic evaluators each try to bend the standard toward the tests they happen to be good at. The history of every measurement standard, from accounting rules to fuel economy ratings, is a history of the measured industry shaping the measure. The Athlon framework will be shaped too. The question the document leaves open, deliberately, is whether it will be shaped toward games the industry can win or gauntlets it can only honestly pass.
Section 5. What to look for next. The first signal is the final framework's treatment of the hardest stage, verifying the evaluations themselves, because that is where the draft is thinnest and where the comment letters will clash most openly. The second is adoption. Watch whether federal procurement notices begin citing TEVV alignment, the way they cite FedRAMP for cloud security, which would convert a voluntary framework into a de facto market requirement faster than any statute. The third is the sequestered testbed scoreboard. If AITE publishes results that embarrass a frontier model on a safety-relevant task, the industry's participation in voluntary evaluation will face its first real test.
And the fourth signal is overseas. The European Union's conformity regimes and the United Kingdom's Safety Institute are building parallel instrumentation, and the country whose standards get adopted by the others exports the values embedded in its yardstick.
Section 6. The broader pattern and open question. The broad pattern is that AI governance is being built bottom-up by measurement rather than top-down by statute, because measurement is the only thing both parties, both coasts, and both camps of the AI debate can agree on. That is a strength. It is fast, technical, and hard to demagogue. And it is a limit, because a yardstick cannot decide what should be measured, and that decision is ultimately political. Standards bodies are good at answering how well and terrible at answering whether. There is a second pattern, older than AI, visible in every technical revolution. The infrastructure of trust is always built after the infrastructure of deployment, by the people left holding the risks. Boiler inspection came after the explosions. Aviation certification regime came after the crashes. Drug trials came after the elixirs. The TEVV Anathlon draft is an attempt for the first time in the history of a general purpose technology to build the inspection regime before the explosions, while the boilers are already installed in every bank, hospital, and school in the country. Which leaves the open question the comment period will not resolve. Can a voluntary yardstick built with the measured industry's cooperation stay honest long enough to matter? Or does every standard without a sheriff eventually become a sticker? The framework is a draft. The comments are open. The yardstick is being forged in public, one objection at a time. And the shape it hardens into will quietly determine what the words AI safety are allowed to mean. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations like this one. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai.
This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.